Now, the Goldberg. The character of a person's mind and heart can be rebuilt block by block and stone by stone if the architect knows where the faults are. And yesterday evening, as Sammy Goldberg walked home with Sylvia from the strangest picnic he'd ever been on, Sammy saw for the first time what Dr. Cater had been driving at. That despite what Sylvia said, despite the things she did, her real desire was to find someone who could help and protect her. And this morning, as Molly gets breakfast and does a little ironing, she's thinking about Allison and his troubled daughter.
Rosalie, dear, just see that everything is on the table correctly. Papa shouldn't miss anything when he comes to sit down on the table for breakfast.
I know, Mom.
And hereafter, Rosalie, please don't do as heretofore.
What, Mom?
If anything needs special attention, let me know a little beforehand.
I can iron that, Mom.
That's not the question. Not the point. Not the question. If I'm ironing, come on. If you let me do something for myself once in a while, Ma, then...
Well, I'm here. Let me do. Turn out the light and the coffee, Doc.
Let it percolate a little. Just standing kind of tight.
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter for?
What's the matter for?
It's for the outdoors, Rosie.
All right.
But close the door gently before the whole house wakes up.
Come on.
What I have to do here. Everybody gets up.
Sammy's up already.
Mm-hmm.
So early.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
I heard him.
Oh, that'll be with that boy. But
do you think that Dr. Cade is in love with Sylvia Moore?
Not my concern, Rosalie.
He's too good for her. Just like Sammy was too good for her.
Will be good enough for Sammy, who?
I know exactly the kind of a girl I'd like to see.
A girl like you, Rosalie.
Mm-hmm. A girl like me, Moore. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Very much. Where will Sammy find a girl like you?
He can't find somebody like me, then let him find somebody like you.
You see? You see now how you're going from the impossible to the extreme impossibility, huh?
I'm still
happy. Laughing, Jake. We're just...
There's so much to laugh about in my house, eh?
Here, Rosalie. Take this away.
Tell me the joke. Let me also laugh.
Nothing, Jake.
Well, where ignorance is bliss, it's folly to be wise. Laugh, my dear daughter and dear wife. Laugh.
Sister, bring over a chair for Papa, dear. Rosalie. And put away the ironing board.
Where's my water?
Water? You're taking pills?
I just want water to drink without pills.
Oh. Water without pills, Rosalie. Say, Danica, what would you like to... say, dear?
What I can't have, evidently. Peace of mind.
I'll scramble you or maybe boil you better.
No eggs, thank you. You didn't cook cereal, huh?
Why didn't I?
Maybe it's the same as yesterday.
It isn't the same, dear.
What kind?
The kind you like.
The way I feel.
Lovely dish, Papa. Oh.
Just two spoons.
Oh. Samuel?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're up early, Samuel?
Why not?
Any reason why you up so extremely A.M.?
No reason.
Just tell me what it is.
I ask for cereal.
Rosalie, Papa asked for cereal.
Mr. Allison up yet?
Why, Sammy?
Here, Papa John.
You want to see Mr. Allison for something very special, Sammy?
Yes, very special.
Can you speak in complete sentences, Sammy? Not half sentences?
I want to speak to Mr. Allison, period.
All right, Sammy. I said it before, and I'm saying it now. Your life is in your own hands. Do with it as you will.
Jake, serious.
She told you she wouldn't marry you. Isn't that sufficient?
Jake.
Stop Jake. Jake me, Marla, please.
Bring Papa's coffee.
He's in love with Dr. Cater. Let him marry Dr. Cater.
Jake.
Yes, Jake. If you can see him throw his life away, I can.
Your coffee.
I can do without coffee.
Did I bother you? Give me the roller. I just cannot bother you. Pass me the roller, said Rosalie. Oh, my goodness. Now, look. Papa's nervous. Likely nervous. push over the lima to the exactly there. Push over a little bit. Yes. Yeah. Family sugar. Eat the bread. Eat family. Please. Allison?
Good morning.
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 Push over a chair for Miss Allison. Miss Allison, I'll fix you something.
Just some coffee, please.
Yes, Rosalie.
I didn't finish my breakfast yet.
Mm-hmm. I have something for you to do, dear.
You'll bring in while I fill out.
How do you feel this morning, Sammy? All right. Sylvia up yet?
I don't think so. Mr. Allison?
Yes, Sammy?
I think you should go over to Dr. Taylor and talk to him.
I'm afraid, Sammy, that I'm not a young girl. I can't confide so easily.
He doesn't want you to confide.
Whatever he wants, I don't understand. All I know is that confusion leads to confusion. There's no way out.
It's because you don't want to find a way out.
Indeed I do, Sammy. But what can I do? Now she's in love with this Dr. Cater.
I don't think she is.
Your father says she is.
Sylvia says so, too. But I don't think she is.
That's too complicated for me.
Sylvia is complicated. And you're the cause of it.
Me?
Yes. After all this time, after blaming and arguing, suffering, too, you turn out to be the real cause of everything.
Is that what Dr. Cater says?
What I say.
That doesn't sound like you, Sammy.
The key to whatever is wrong with Sylvia is in you.
Are you becoming a psychoanalyst, too?
No.
That's a very easy way out, Sammy. Blaming me. Well, if that's what Sylvia thinks, I'm willing to take the blame. It won't be unusual. Children like to blame their parents.
The parents are most often to blame.
You speak as a child.
However I speak, the fact is that if you care at all for your daughter, you should go to Dr. Cater.
And what can he tell me?
You mean, what can you tell him?
Me?
Yes, yes. Perhaps it's something you did once, Mr. Allison. Something you did, or thought, or caused. Something wrong that's made Sylvia what she is today.
But Sammy, what kind of talk is this?
I'm just telling you what I think. Think, Mr. Allison, think back. What did you do? Think back. And don't tell me. Tell Dr. Cater. Yesterday, when Sylvia and I walked home from the picnic... Funny picnic it was, too. She told me she was in love with Dr. Cater. And she said she wanted to love someone whom she would need. Someone who wouldn't need her. She wanted a protector, a rock to lean on. She wanted to be safe and hidden from the world. She thought Dr. Cater was the man. But that's only what she thinks. Sylvia wants a father, Mr. Allison. And in her mind, she has none. You don't seem to fit. But you're the only one that can fulfill the emptiness she lives with now. You're the one. And before you can do that, well, you have to confess, reveal, or discover what crime...
Crime?
I mean, what psychological crime perhaps you committed against Sylvia way back when she was a child.
I always was a good father, Sammy.
In your own mind. Remember, Mr. Allison, it's true. The sins of the parents are visited upon the children from generation to generation.
Yes, Ma.
Excuse me, Mr. Allison.
Hello, operator. Get me Dr. Cater's office, please. Yes, Dr. Cater, Jr.
And Allison thinks back and sitting quietly. Suddenly sober, not fighting back. What did happen? So many years ago. How will it affect Sammy's life and Sylvia's?